So you're looking for someone who's been through it. Someone who's spent a lifetime, you might say a career, at being a villain.
I'm an optimist, Maureen, and look at the way she's laughing it off, hugging her friends. That's what it's all about, that and a couple of pain pills.
If you only do one thing for your health today, do this. AG1 is a simple way to give your body the foundational nutrition it needs.
I woke up to a blood-curdling scream. I swiveled my head to my wife, Lori, shrieking in terror. I looked around for an intruder, but saw nobody.
You made the wild animals, the lion and the bear, the leopard with its speckled spots, the ape with lots of hair.
What? Where? Oh, the gate. No, the gate. The gate. Quick, we don't have any time. This is our last chance, Miles. I thought I had lost you, but we still might have a chance.
They're real abs. No, they're not. Sharpie, wait, what's that over there? Ah!
I'm dying to get this. Ice coffee. I asked for ice coffee.
Watch out for any time someone touches the side of their forehead or blocks their eyes. It likely means they are a little ashamed or embarrassed, and it might be time to back off.
People are a bunch of dimwits.
Sure they are, Pop.
You don't believe me.
I believe you, Pop.
No, you don't.
Look, Pop,
you think I'm some kind of lunatic.
You said that, not me.
You know I'm right.
What, about you being a lunatic?
Larry Rhodes and Blanca Blaze's eldest of five was found by police beaten and shoved headfirst in their motel room's toilet, only to die days later. Schizophrenia, an absent mother, and a dark past unfolded before detectives in this disturbing and horrific story of child neglect, abuse, and murder. Larry Rhodes and Blanca Blaze's eldest of five was found by police beaten and shoved headfirst into their motel room's toilet, only to die days later.